You know, I thought our guys competed well tonight. I was proud of the way that we, came down here, prepared for the game. We had a good week of preparation. Kind of being the first week that we've done it like this without practicing against the team that we played. So I thought we had a good week up in Foxborough. Guys came down and they really played hard tonight. Carolina's a really good football team, well coached, very fundamentally sound. It's really not much easy against them. You got to really earn everything you get. Like I said, I thought we came down, competed well on the road, made a few plays. We did some good things in the kicking game. Other obviously in the missed field goals. Took advantage of a couple opportunities offensively, the field position, turned the ball over on defense. Rutgers connection came through for us. So still got a lot of things to work on. There's a lot of things we can obviously do better, but I thought there was some progress tonight. We can build on that, make some corrections, and build on it for New York, and then turn towards Arizona. So, good warm day, night rather. Conditioning was that was good. We needed that. So, I think we learned a lot tonight, and hopefully we got better as a football team. Thought they competed hard. It's a tough group to play against. They got big receivers. They got a big quarterback. They run the ball well, physical up front. But I thought we competed pretty well. Obviously didn't finish the game very well defensively, but played pretty tough for three quarters. I thought that was the best way to play. Yeah, I think it's same thing with any returner. If you can just get them started, then those guys have to make some yards on their own with their run skills. And Cyrus certainly has shown us the ability to do that. Did it tonight. He's done it in the other games as well, where he's made a couple guys miss. We just couldn't quite give him enough space to really get started. So, I thought the Vice guys, the guys on the Gunners, did a good job of keeping them off them really all day and letting them get a chance to get started. In the end, that was probably one of the key plays in the game, the field position, and then give us an opportunity to tack on that extra touchdown, which, as it turned out, we needed. So that was a good run, but really good blocking by the return team as well. You got to give them a lot of credit too. I thought we covered kicks well. This is probably the best coverage game we've had. Again, against a good team, a physical hold-up team, and Ginn's obviously a quality returner. So that was a good test for us. The Carolina doesn't play a lot of single coverage, single high coverage. They do it a few times a game. They play a little bit of quarters coverage a few times a game. So when you get those opportunities, we talked about trying to go up on them. We did it a couple times. That's the one we hit. So it was good to see us take advantage and convert that. We hit one last year to Dobson. It was on the outside, but it's a similar kind of play. So when they give you that opportunity, which you don't get many of them. Gets these guys, then you kind of make them count. It's a good throw, good catch. He works hard. He's tough and he's smart. He's multiple position player. He has position flexibility inside and outside, as are the receivers do. So we can move guys around a little bit. But, he'll block in the running game. He can play in a kicking game. We haven't used him a lot there, but he's done that. So. Gives us some versatility. We think it'll help our team. We'll just spend some time and Try to get him to go next week against the Giants. Let's see how that goes. So, like I said, I'm glad we have him. I think he'll be a good addition. We'll see how it all turns out. I don't know exactly how that's going to go. He has some position flexibility as well. He's played a number of different spots on all four downs. So we'll see how comfortable he is doing different things and where we need him and so forth. And I'll plan some next week. Well, I mean, I think all of our players have made progress, and they all have things they need to work on. So, you know, we've moved ahead in a lot of areas, but we're certainly not where we need to be. I don't think any player is. I don't think any coach is. I'm sure no team is at this point. But we're all making progress, and that's, you know, that's good. We just got to keep our foot on the gas and try to make it as quickly as we can. That just goes for everybody. Right. Well, we played a couple guys that haven't really gotten much playing time, so we got a chance to look at him tonight. DJ was one of those, so we wanted to give him a few opportunities to handle the ball and see, because he hasn't done it this year. So I thought he did some good things. There's a couple things could have maybe happened a little bit better, but we'll look at the film and see how it goes. But you know, he did a couple things with his chances out there. Yeah, you know, tonight is a tough night. It's always tough at that position against Carolina. You know, they have big tackles, and you know, the quarterback's so hard to get a couple times, or they didn't block us, and we still couldn't get them down. So, you know, it's hard to fight off those tackles and get to the quarterback and then get them on the ground and not lose contain, but rush aggressively and so forth. So it was a big challenge for those guys. I thought they competed well. It's not easy, but I thought they, you know, they were relentless, and Trey and Chris stayed after him, and you know, made it a little bit uncomfortable for him back there. But it's this is a tough team to rush against with their scheme and their quarterback at that end position, because you don't want to let them outside, you don't want to run past them, but you can't run through the tackles either. So you just got to keep working and. You know, stay on the move and you know, just keep fighting. It's a tough battle against those guys. Yeah, he did. He was in coverage. I mean, there are a lot of guys in coverage on that play. About six guys in the side of the numbers, and the ball still went there, so I don't know. But, yeah, got his hand on it, and you know, got it up to somebody who could run with it. It's a good move. Devin got a good return, and Thurnon got a good return on his ball. So that was, you know, those not a too big turnovers, but you know, we gained some field position after we got the ball. So. Yeah, well, you know, some new techniques, some new things, little different things than what he's been used to doing. You know, we played the younger guys tonight. We didn't get as much of a look at him as some other players. He played a little more last week. So, you know, I think there's good competition at that position. And just have to see how it all plays out. Okay, thank you.